Welcome to the Living Word Assemblies of God Toronto podcast. As the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Yes, it is the complete human experience. So relax and re-energize yourself with this powerful word.
Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, the verse 3, 4, and 5. Praise. So for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons or the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. King Jesus said, through God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down argument and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for this hour. We ask that you speak to us. We ask that you strengthen us. We ask that you challenge us. We ask that you move us. You have given us all the things that pertain to life and godliness. And nothing can hinder us because you are our strength. You are in the lead, so victory is ours. Give us the praise. We pray for prayer matter tonight. Ha, we pray. Grant us the grace to stand before you and call upon your name. For anyone that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brethren, tonight we want to share some few things on the theme, the weapons of our warfare. Or better to say, the Christian weapon. The weapon, you know, and there are many things. In fact, our pastor has dealt with what I would say the verse number 5 in a way. But there are many other people, when you read, they mention things of weapons. But I want to talk about the 3 main weapons I know. Hallelujah. The 3 main weapons, I've heard someone speaking, a man of God, may mention of 4 weapons. Well, the 4th one, I think, is part of all. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about 3 weapons. And when we talk about weapon, we are talking about something used to what? Injure or to defeat or to destroy. A means of what? Contending against another. It can be a crops, it can be what call it, a knife, gun, but you see, and a weapon. And for we Christians, we have 3 weapons. Amen. And every Christian must know the kind of weapon he has. Our weapons are not carnal. It's not the missiles that the world have. Hallelujah. That we have a weapon. It's that our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. And if God is the supreme, if God is supreme, and whatever he says, of scripture says, when he closes, no one can open. When he opens, no one can close. Then when he gives you a weapon, be sure that you have a great weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to talk about the weapon. And these 3 weapons are, number 1, the word of God. Number 2, the blood of Jesus. And number three, the name of Jesus. The word of God is a weapon. The word of God is a weapon. You know, Hebrews 11:3 tells us, Hebrews 11:3 tells us that through faith, we understand that the word were framed, that this world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which are to appear. Hallelujah. You know, Hebrew tells us that this word came by what? The word of God. Amen. And he said that by faith we understand that the universe was formed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. All the things that we see came by God's word. We know that in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, Bible said that in the beginning God created the heavens and what? And the earth. He said, and the earth was without what? Form and void. And the Spirit of God moved upon the surface of the earth. But even though the Spirit of God was moving on the surface of the earth, nothing happened till God spoke, let there be light. And there was life. Hallelujah. So the word of God is power. The word of God is power. Praise the Lord. And I want us to know today, as we share a few things before we pray. In Matthew 8:16, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word and healed them all from their sickness. He cast out the spirit with what? The word. The word of God is power. That's why the Christian must not run away from what? God's word. Must read or study God's word all the time. You know, the word of God is the breath of God. You know that. The word of God. And like I said some time ago, every book under the sun have been written for what? Our information. Only the word of God was written for our transformation. You can only be transformed by God's word. Amen. Amen. But every book under the sun is for what? Your information. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why the Christian must read the word of God. And you know, God breathes into us. And all the time God breathes. And as you are reading the word of God, because the word of God is God's breath, as you are reading the word of God, God begins to breathe into you. Hallelujah. And then you begin to grow. Hallelujah. Amen. You know this, that everything, you know, this body came from the dust. Is that not so? And therefore, for this body to grow, he must eat what comes from the dust. Do you know that? That every food that you eat, it comes from dust. Imagine. It comes from dust. The sugar you take, came from sugar, it comes from dust. Everything we eat, because the body comes from dust, it must what? Eat that which comes from dust to grow. But our spirit and our soul did come from dust. It came from what? God's breath. Amen. And the scripture Bible said the Bible is what? The breath of God. So as we read the Bible, then our spirit man grows. Hallelujah. So nobody can be spiritual giant without Bible, without the word of God. Amen. The word of God is power. It transforms.
I want to tell you, the word of God transforms. You see, when you read from Hebrews 4:12, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and of the marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart." Amen. Amen. In fact, if you are a Christian and you don't change, or you haven't changed, your character is not changing, and you are the same, say, "Oh, me, dear, oh, me, 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 sign of me, see," then you have a problem. You have a problem. Because, yes, I know. Actually, sign of thing. I sign of by Jesus. But scripture says, "All things have passed away, and be all things are new." He said, the word of God, if it can go into our bones, into our marrows, you know where the marrows are. You know, inside the bones. So it is the word of God can bring change to your life. As you read, as you hear the word of God, bring change to your life. So for the believer, you need to change. In fact, if something is holding you, and anytime you want to come out, like you are not coming, like you are bound, like you are tied by the whole thing, I tell you, spend time on the word of God. And meditate on the word of God, and God will deliver you. God is a deliverer. The word is deliver. It has power to deliver. Hallelujah. You know, salvation that we have five things that constitute salvation. Eh? When we talk about salvation, we talk about safety. We talk about deliverance. We talk about soundness. We talk about healing. We talk about perseverance. Preserve. Hallelujah. So, what salvation, deliverance is part of salvation. Hallelujah. You know that's why we all sing. The same things I used to do, I do them no more. Because we have been delivered from it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So for the believer, life can change and must change. Amen. Amen. You know, scripture says in Timothy, he said, when you go to any strong man house or a noble man house, he said there are two what? Two verses. One for honor and one for dishonor. Therefore, we must be for honor. He said, if any man can purge himself and leave this, he will be a vessel used for honor. Amen. The word of God is powerful. The word of God can change your life and must change your life. Hallelujah. This weapon, don't joke with it. Amen. Sometimes your problem that you talk too much. Eh? If your husband does one thing, you continue to think about that and be talking. Spend time with God. And you see that God will bring safety, deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to this scripture also. Luke 5, from 5 to 8. Luke 5, from 5 to 8. In fact, I want to take some few scripture, but I feel that we should read from the 5 to 8. And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Cease. And when they had done this, they what? Grows a great multitude of fish. And their net began to break. Or break. Listen. Hey. Jesus said, "Have you got something, people?" And they said, "Oh, no, Lord." They said, "Cast." Then Peter said, "Master, we are special fishermen. We have master degree or PhD in fishing. Fishing." Then Jesus said, "I said, cast it." He said, "Well, even though
We have toiled the whole night with God. According to your word. The word brings transformation. The word brings change. According to your word. According to your word. The impossibility will be possible. According to your word.
Amen. Will you believe yourself or believe God's word? Whose word will you believe? God's word. Because it stands forever. Everything will pass away, but his word will stand. Hallelujah. My brother, sister, believe God's word. And God has given us this word as a weapon. As a weapon. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. Can change every situation. Hallelujah. Can change every situation. When the devil comes, like a flood, he will raise a standard against him. Amen. Because of his word. He will not give you as a prey to the teeth of the enemy. So for you, you are a victorious person. You are a victor. You must accept that. That not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. God has made you so. And by the work of his son, Jesus Christ, we are all saved. We who were no people, we who were sinners, we who were strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, now we can draw nigh to him because of Jesus. If he has not spared his son, but has given only his son, only his begotten unto us, how much less all that we need? Don't give up, my dear, don't give up. He has not given up on you, so you cannot give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you were to be alone in this world, you would have still sent his son to die for you. So rejoice. Rejoice. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Ha! Don't give up. Amen. Paul said, I think Philippians 3:3, he said, we are the circumcision that worship God, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. We don't have confidence in the flesh. We are the circumcision. Hallelujah. Not only the word of God, but also what? The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 26:28. He said, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. For this is my blood of the New Covenant, New Testament, which is shed for many for the forgiveness. You, what is a covenant? A covenant is a pledge. It's a vow. It's a promise. You know, between two or more people. You see? And it can never be broken when it's what? It's concluded or made by blood. Hallelujah. So that's why God called you adopted child. You gotta know. God call you an adopted child. Do you know that you can disown your own child, but you cannot legally, you cannot disown your adopted child. Your own child, if he's doing something against you, you can disown him. And legally, it's allowed. But if you adopted somebody, there's no way you can disown. So even when he's killing you, you can't disown. The law has met it. And God said that for you, I'll never leave you of what? Forsake you because you are adopted. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must rejoice. What can break you? If God be for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Peter said in 1 Peter 1:18-19. I love the 19, but I will read it. It said, for as much as you know that you were not saved by corruptible things, such as silver or gold, or vain conversation received from the tradition of your forefathers. As much as you know, we are not saved by the tradition of our forefathers, but we are saved by the blood of Jesus.
without blemish and without spot, without wrinkle. We are only saved by the blood of who? Jesus. Not by the tradition of men.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The blood has power. The blood has power. Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For because of his blood. Amen. Oh. The blood of Jesus is efficacious. It's powerful. Jesus' blood is powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we read Romans 5, 9, please? Oh, Revelation 5, 9, please. Revelation 5, 9, please. Revelation 5, 9. Revelation 5, 9. What did he say? He said, and they sang a song, a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seal thereof, for thou hast was slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy, out of every kindred and every people. And ha, come on. Hey, Papa, Mommy, onye pakitu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shall we read again? I love that one. You see, when the 24 elders begin to sing and praise the Lord, they say, and they sang a song and saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of every and praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And finally he said out Revelation 12:11. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And they loved not their life unto death. And they overcame. Is the word through? Is the word of God true? Aso onyamia semia anokware anaha. Hallelujah. And say, and they overcame who? The devil. Let me tell you. Sometimes there are some authors that hold us up. That they are strong strings. Look. You know, to be frank, I was pastoring began to pastor for how many years? If I am now about, what call it, 27, 28 in pastoring, it was just about 6 years ago. I don't know whether 5, 6, or 7, when God called me and told me that, do you know that there is this thing in your family? And I said, no. And he said, deal with it. That's how I started pastoring. As a Christian, from 79, I became a born again. So as a Christian, all through 5, 6 years ago, I said, you have to deal with this issue. And when I look at it, I saw that it's true. And I have to deal with it. Amen. So that there are things that fight against us beyond your control. And you don't have power. You know, like, you are free today, another time, like you overcome it today, another time it comes. You know, there are things that happen. There are things that happen. And sometimes, you see, the problem is that sometimes the devil turns our attention from the issues to come, to attack along. And then we begin to look at, it's my wife, it's my, my husband, or it's my this. But there are some spiritual battles. Amen. But for the Christian, he has every power to demolish, to set himself free. Hallelujah.
I believe spiritual things. One day, there was these two young men, I don't know what I've said here before, who were in their village, and they all came to them and to work. It's their crowd, Dakra, to work. And while they were struggling, one had a chance to travel outside the country. And when he left, his friend, got born again. Born again and became a child of God. Then one day something happened in their hometown, and the friend said, "I want to visit the hometown." Then when he visited the hometown, then he met an old lady. They called him, said, "Ah, na kojo na wo ko hin na ya yu ya wa ye wo ya hu." Oh, say me wo ho. No say kwa mi e. Oh, kwa mi o tu kwa ko abrechi da da da. Oh, kwa mi de ye ye hu ye hu nu da bia. So kojo was surprised. Me more than me were honey. Also, Kwame and the Yahunu Debia. So, now I saw Kujo was surprised. I said, Kwame too quiet. No, I said, brah, 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 brah. Don't need to call. Only the new call then. Okay, he's from port. Port be no, you know.
Oh, who need brother Kwame? No, no, I'm reaching you. Baby, Oko. I didn't know she cried. Oko, oh, who were port. Yeah. But listen. But Kojo Oni omu what Akra anakra na did cross him. But omu ahunu.
Because what? He's hidden in Christ Jesus. Because he's covered by the blood.
Hallelujah. Because in fact, if you have the blood, you have everything. If you have Jesus, you have everything. There's no need to fear. Hallelujah. Because nothing can break you. We are unbreakable.
Come on.
Look.
People don't see things. Look. I met a man. It is what? When I went to do something, I met a man. This man, since I know him, to when he was 80 something before he died, he never wore a shoe, no slippers, he never wore anything. Huh? I never knew the man, that the man was like that. Then I was going to do something in a village, do business at a point in time, and I want to do something. And I slept in the same house for about a week or two. But then I see the man well. But I don't know what was wrong. Look, you know, this man, sometimes when somebody is in a village, when somebody dies in a town, their town, and they are moving from the village to the town, and people are going, and so, you know, this mommy truck those days, and people are going, and so, Papa, Ubeko, so move the kind. Right. You know, people will go in the night, they will come with a truck and they'll wait. But in the morning, before they open their door, the man will open his door. And I'm talking about 50 to 60 kilometers, something, miles. So you know what the man, which means the man can just vanish.
And also, you know, so I went with somebody to the village to do this thing. And then in the dream, I heard that this is a senior brother I was working with. Then I saw, God revealed to me, I saw we climbed a tree. Then as we were climbing, my senior brother was in the lead. Then the man, I see that the brother was not going. While we are crying, he was not going up. So I said, why? I was shouting on him. What are you doing? Then I said, so come and say something there. Then what I tell you, it was the man. Anytime he's coming, then I must say, hey. Then he goes back. That's one in a dream mode. Then I must say, hey. Then I push him. Come on. Then I start crying. Then the man vanished. You know, the next day,
the man came to me and said, nobody can do you. Nobody can destroy you. The next day, even my senior brother didn't know. The next day, the man came to me and told me, for you, nobody. Thank God for the blood. They know us. They know us. They know us. Because of the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Amen. Those days, when we began, say, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of. There is power, there is power, power, wonder working in the blood and of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious. I want to tell another story, so I'll get to the third one. One day again, I have a half-brother that died. And it was painful. We were in Tema. This was a promising man. A farmer. But when people come from town and they compare him, he's more fresh than everybody. Even in his deathbed, the nurses could not believe that the man was a farmer. Something happened. So, I was told. I traveled, came down. And then, another half junior brother rushed to me. I said, brother, I'm afraid. I said, what happened? I learned that he approached some witches and confronted them physically that you killed my brother. The man was sick. The man was not dying. Then I learned that. True story I'm telling you. In the village, when I learned that, when the man was not dying, then the people missed something and, like, the animal, And then, after that, the man died. And they knew the whole thing was like, there are some people. And this boy faced them. Then when the boy came, the boy ran to me because there was another woman who was not in the same village, different somewhere. He was in Koforidua, and this boy were far away. Called him and said, Nauna me to so yet to of war. Philo. So he said, an auntie. So he said, why? So the guy was afraid. So when he said, I came. He said, brother, I'm worried. I said, what? Then he said, so I was annoyed. That decided, because of that, I will not even go to greet them. Then in the night, the Lord came to me. Sir, why are you not going to greet them? Why did you say that? Go and greet them. Let them know the power in you. So, in the morning, then I said, come. And then what happened that in the night, I saw that there was a rope that was on the neck of a sheep. And the sheep, in the course of prayer, while I was praying, the sheep was loosed. So I saw the rope going, but I didn't see the sheep. But this was the Lord to me. So when the brother was telling me, then the Lord told me that what the woman said was true. But by the prayer, my brother was loose. So because of that, I said, let me greet the woman. So we went and I greeted. Then after I greeted the woman, there was, I never knew you would come back. You would come to my place, so you come and greet me. But it's an auntie we were almost staying in the same house. But you are a different room. We are a different place. So I said, I thought you would come to greet me. So when we pass, then I told brother, you have been delivered. Then the confidence come. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And don't be afraid. You know, the devil work with fear. When there's something and you begin to fear, to be afraid, that is the thing. But don't be afraid. How do you say it? If I'm worshiping God, should I be afraid too? Then where will I go? Now he's proud and he's bold. What about me that I'm worshiping God? Who should be bolder? Me, I did me chew or me ministry na me life. Minyan said, or be back at such way, no better. If you said that, I'll tell you in your face that if you don't stop what you are saying, you sink now. Say, Obekan Chan said, now Miss Mara, they won't know Obekan Chan said, you know, now every.
Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. We have a God. Hallelujah. I rejoice. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Look, my duty, I tell people, is to obey God. Hear God and obey Him. And as a pastor, that's what I start. As a pastor, there are many challenges, even you go through. But when people can say, what about duty? In fact, there was a woman who said, I want to go to marry somebody. And I said, no, I don't agree. Then the family called me. I said, Yeba. Yeah, you know, my worry. Now, who problem need it? Now, Mr. Mikita, meaning he pastor. Miss who make the Bible. Me na the Aradeka Wadi Assemblum. Or Nuna Mekacho. Now they said, no. I want your friend said, yeah, back. So I told them that I won't agree. So because of that, they went on without accepting the church to come in. So I left it. 4 years' time. The woman is grown. I pray 40 something for you. Okay, go ahead. The woman is grown. The man is grown. The woman is divorced. The man too is divorced in a way. But the doctrines, the kind of where he is different. So I said no. And I talked to the woman and the man's former or the wife. And I sense something spirit as soon as I'm talking. Even she start confessing. I said no. The woman, this my beautiful, powerful, beautiful daughter, who I am a woman that want to stand, you know. We did for 3 years. It grew 3 years, crap. She died. Right on the way to Kumasi Road. When the big before, Onukwa. Now, when I went to the family, then the family look at me. They can't talk. When I went to greet them, they were looking at me. I can't talk. I said them that, you don't joke, you don't pray with your shepherd. Because what we do is to let you know the mind of God, of our situation. Because taking him that you are the family who give birth to her, but you don't have the covering. You know, we have something we call three coverings. And that one, I want to tell you that three coverings, never joke with it. Number one, the covering of your parents is divine. The covering of God and the covering of your pastor, your shepherd. We have three covering. If you are under this covering, no problem. So if you are here and you have a parent, and this thing, don't be in the weather of your Men, don't throw them as if they are. No.
Because God, by his power, divine mandate, give them that power. They have a covering over you. So the covering of the parents, the covering of your pastor, and the covering of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And these things, if you have them, look, no matter. Amen. Let me say the last one and we begin to pray. Now, the third one is the name of Jesus. We talk about the blood. We talk about the word of God, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And when you read Matthew 1:21, it said that, and she will give birth to a son. And they are to give him what? The name Jesus, because he will what? Save his people from their sins. So Jesus means Savior. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you. So when you are under him, you are protected. When you are under him, you are covered. Hallelujah. Rejoice. I say again, rejoice. Because you have a God who is a covering.
Me, Mommy Wood, 1964. When I was in class 4. My mother died in 1964. When I was class 4. My father married 4. And my mother died. I was the only last born. I was the last born. 3 children. I was the last born of my mother. The only person in the village. I can't send anybody, even my half brothers can't send them because they will insult you. I will do my everything. You know, people will tell me, sometimes they'll tell you, look, even my mother died. There are many children we are going to school. If I alone enter my permit is finished, I enter their room to use the permit that day they say, because of me, all the permit finished. One day permit though. So imagine, well, there are some rivals that are good. Some rivals too, if you know, is another thing. Amen. But onyame kunwa. Come on. Yeah. If I tell you a story, if God, look, the devil is no match to God. So don't think about the devil. Major with God. Amen. Don't major on the devil. Don't major on who is doing you or who is after you, who is thinking of you. That is, you are wasting your time. Have time with God. Amen. Look, one day, I was in a village. I was sent far away to the mountain to bring foster by my father. And we have a prayer that you go on a level ground, then a hill. So that we have hill 3 steps before you go to there. And I went. I was afraid, so I ran. Small boy. And I went there. And you know, crazy, I wanted to carry the thing in a basket. So you have to put it, you know, your knee first. The father told me that, boy, if you get there and you cannot carry the thing, you know, remove some and put it down and carry the one, you bring the one you can. So I say, then as soon as I go there, there's something can go. Try and see if you can't. Then I put the thing, I wanted to put the thing. Before I went, I see if somebody hold the thing. So I start running. I pass the first, because I didn't want to hear any noise. I was already afraid. But because if I didn't go, they'll cane me. So I was afraid. So I passed the first, I ran and I fell the first step. The hill, I came down. Then another one. I have to go another one down. The third one, I went another one down on the level ground. On the level ground, before I could say Jack, then I was 150 meters away from the house. But this was about almost 2 miles. Then, when my father saw me, he said, hey, you didn't go. Then he said, but it was the thing to your carrying. It's the thing to your carrying. You didn't go. I said, why are you here soon? Me, I didn't know. Then I came. One day, I was hot. I know. I was disturbed because then I began to question God. God, you don't love me. God, why am I doing this to you? Why I did this for you? I did this for you. You don't love me. Then in the night, brother, what happened? God brought a video and telling me, he said, my son, look at this. If I don't love you, then I knew that. Then he revealed. What happened was that he said, When I came down, what I saw on the thing now, when I came down and I'm on the level ground now, you know, we are also where cocoa farm, I'm just down level ground. He said, because there was, what call it, witches who tend to be snake to bite me, kill me. He caused his angels to carry me. That's why even my father was surprised. Do I know that my father shouted and later began to cry? Why I got home where he never thought about that, but I brought it in. Then I remember that God saved my life. Yeah. Look, I don't major what I tell Chris, I don't major on minors. Those things, don't major on people. Major on God. Why not? If God be with you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. In fact, when Nehemiah was building the wall, you know, the Tobias and others, somebody, they came to me, oh, come, let us negotiate, let us talk. He said, I am doing a great thing. I'm busy. I cannot come. I don't have time to come. Don't have time for those things. Come on. I rather need you, huh? Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, the verse number 16. Acts 3:16. After the healing of the man on that beautiful gate, something happened. And this name, and so the disciples were saying, giving account to the people. They said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. In the name of Jesus. He looked at them, Peter and John. You know, Bible said that he was looking for what? Money. And said, look unto us, for silver and gold we don't have, but such as we have, do we give you. In the name of Jesus. What has happened? Ah, dear no one. In the name of Jesus. Ah, who was Jesus? Who are the ninja? Ah, that is my joy. Who was Jesus? Who are the ninja? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And the man rose up. The man walked. And the people were amazed. Because in his name, all things are possible. Again, in Acts 14:12. He said, there's no name. Acts 14:12. There's no name given. And they call us. 14:12. Am I right? Ask 4:12, please, my brother. I'm in a mistake. Ask 4:12. I said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be warned. By the name of Jesus only. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Hallelujah. And again, Philippians 2:9. Philippians 2, now wherefore God also have highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, in giving an open check for his disciples in John, as I conclude, in John 14:13-14. John 14:13-14 says, And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Oh, dear, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. 13, 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In fact, anything is what? Is he a lie? He said, if you shall ask anything, what do you, in fact, to the next year, coming Sunday's week, I'll preach you a message. I want to prepare people like you started, and also for God bless you, that people must prepare themselves to the next year. Because the next year, you'll be a year of remembrance. God will remember his people. Hallelujah. God will remember his people. Amen. Look, he said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified through the Son. If you ask anything in my name, whose name? Whose name? Anything in my name, I will do it. He didn't say an angel, but he said I. Personal pronoun. I. If God be for you, then who can be against you? Dear, who can be against you?
Thank you for your time. We pray that this message will continue to be a blessing in your life. Please visit us at livingwordag.org or whenever you are in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario, Canada. This podcast is made possible through your generous donations. God bless you and keep you. Join us again soon.